Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome all of you from the Blog Talk line, millions. And we just greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come before all of you from the First Fruits and Blog line combined. I come to you very humbly as a lamb. I don't know nothing, can't do nothing, except the Holy Ghost gives it to me. And he is the smartest person in the world, so we look to him. And we just thank him for all that he gives. Bless you so much, all of you beautiful people who are on the line. I recognize that we have some great, 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 great people on this line. I marvel many times why God would choose me and give me the vision and make me the leader of this line. I don't know, because I know probably almost every person can do better than I can do, but God chose me, and so I try to do what he tells me to do. Amen. That's one of the things I'm saying, that see, sin is not only what you do. Some of y'all are talking about you did this, you did that, but sin, well, many of the main sins are what you don't do. God tries to tell you something, you tell him no. God tries to get you to do something, you tell him no. That's why you weren't picked. You got to, you know, God wants to find folks. Even when it comes to this exchange of wealth that's going to happen, he wants to find folks who will tell him yes, yes, yes. You can't be a no person all the time and think that somebody is going to march to you too. No, 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 no. We tell God yes. That's why they sing that song, yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord. Because we want to be people who are found telling God yes. Wake up. When the Lord says wake up, wake up. When the Lord says open your mouth and give me praise. He moves through people. And I mean, who do you think is telling me to tell you to open your mouth and give him praise? I don't think the devil would be saying that. Open your mouth and give him praise. He doesn't want you to praise God one time. He's not saying that. You ought to be able to recognize it would be the Lord that's trying to get you to open your mouth and give the Lord praise. The last thing the devil wants to do is get God praise. He's a jealous fiend. Amen. But we just thank God for all of you who are coming. In just a moment, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to say, open your mouth and give God praise. Obey the Bible. The Bible says, make known his deeds. Amen. And the Bible says in Psalms 150, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. If you woke up this morning and could just see that you are breathing in your lungs, then obey the Lord. Obey the Bible. Obey when your mouth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for all these special and wonderful and beautiful people on this prayer line. God, they're awake and they're wondrously coming before you to give you praise and to worship you and also to make their request known unto you. I'm asking you to look on these precious people and grant their prayer. Somebody needs their son saved. Somebody needs their daughter saved. Somebody needs to be released from habits. Someone has a son or daughter in prison, cousin, uncle, a friend in prison, and they need a release. You heard my prayer some months ago as you told me to tell the people that there's going to be a great release from prison. And we saw on the news, Lord, many saw, that there was over 6,000 released. Amen. I'm asking you, Lord, for some specific releases now that the people on this prayer line, oh my God, I didn't even plan to pray this, but God, the Holy Ghost makes intercession for us, and I'm asking you to do this for people on this prayer line. And may I interrupt, Lord, just for a moment and say to them, if you have a loved one who's incarcerated, I'm getting ready to ask the Father for something special. Put that loved one on your heart. If you can, speak his name or her name. And Father, thank you for allowing me to interrupt. But I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. This is proper. For you said, Jesus, if I ask you anything, ask God, the Father, anything, in your name it shall be done. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus for every one of these precious people who have gotten up for you to give you praise and worship. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, oh God, to somehow let their loved one be released from prison in Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Believe in you for this. And let it be spread abroad that you did it. Not thinking in any of your glory, but I'm asking you properly in the name of Jesus. And for the glory of God. Amen, mm-hmm. Lord. All these situations, you're the only one who can be in a million places at the same time. A billion praise places at the same time. Move for these precious people and release their loved ones and give them another chance. Another chance. Let them get on the right road. And I pray that you give them another chance in the name of Jesus. Well, God, I know that's done, so that's a big request. So I'm going to leave it there. And just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you and we thank you for what you're going to do. And even what you're doing right now and remembering the things that you've done in the past. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Y'all feel like praising him? Wake up here. Let's get a praise check. That means let me see what level your praise is on. Don't. Come on. Let's give him an awesome praise, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise check. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. 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 Thank we bless your name, God. Oh, we rejoice in you. Your word. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. This is the day you've made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we'll call upon your name. We'll call upon the Lord. Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, let's just thank him a little bit more. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we enter in this morning. We enter into your gate this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, bless your name, my God. Bless your name, mighty God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our chief and master ambassador. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the wife and the ambassador. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, oh God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for every ambassador and their family. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, oh God, for every ambassador elect. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for every country, every continent, every nation. That's on board this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for everyone. Oh, God, that's listening and that's participating. We give you praise. Thank you, thank you. Oh, God, you are alive. We're glad that you live. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, live it. Lord, live it. Lord, we are glad to be this morning. Blessed be our rock. Blessed be our rock. You are our rock. Blessed be our rock. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Oh, bless your name, God. Let the God of our salvation be exalted. Hallelujah. God bless you. Back to you, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now we turn it back to our chief. Everybody, put your hands together. Right to our chief as he enters back.
God bless you so much. Thank you. Amen. I want to get our praise report. This morning, I want you to give a praise report. Amen. My God. God has been so, so, so good to you. I know he's been good to me. I want you to take self-inventory. Think of the goodness of Jesus. Amen. And tell of his goodness. Praise the Lord. Give him glory. Give him adoration. Amen. I'm hearing you. I'm going to have to just do something while you are doing that for Mother Johnson. And if you would come on, I'm listening to you though. And give me three or four, maybe. I kind of like that time. Give me about seven praise reports this morning. Amen. For what the Lord has, oh my God, done for you. And let me read this before we do this. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Amen. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. And in this modern day and time, I'm taking that praise him with the trumpet to mean with the instrument. Yeah, I got an instrument. I praise him on it. And praise him upon the loud-sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the house-sounding cymbals. And then let everything that hath breath. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It says it twice. Praise ye the Lord. You think he meant it? He said it twice. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Who would like to get our praise reports this morning? Amen. Some saint of God. Amen. Want to get the praise reports? Who would do that? The line's open to you. The Lord's looking for, I heard him say it in the old church, the Lord's looking for willing workers. Amen. Who would do
praise
that?
The Lord, Chief. I'll be more than glad to get the praise reports.
All right, go ahead. I'll be right back.
God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. We honor Nana, our Chief International Ambassador, Pat Bernard Johnson. We do welcome him back again. Hallelujah. We thank God, International Ambassador Lady Betty. Hallelujah. First Lady of this line, of this ministry. Hallelujah. And our Ambassador's wife. We thank God, Amen, for Ambassador and our own right, Mother Adelaide Johnson, Mother to the Nation. Thank God, Amen, for all the ambassadors elect. Amen. Hallelujah. And to each and every one of you, we give God praise. And I thank God, Amen, for my beloved husband, Dr. Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagan. I thank God for the miracle that God has wrought in his body. Hallelujah. God has showed himself strong in a mighty way. Thank God for how he was under an attack of the enemy. But thank God for turning it around for his protection. Hallelujah. And giving him a miracle. And of that, we're most grateful. We're most grateful. And thank God for the prayers of the saints, and I thank God, amen, for our chief, hallelujah, and he says that he received your prayer call and the prayer you left for him, and he wants you to know that he's most gracious and I'm most thankful for you thinking of him and to send a prayer his way, a most anointed prayer, and we thank God for you, and we thank God, not only has God is moving and doing incredible things for us, but we know that God is also doing some incredible things for each and every one of you. So now we're just going to open the prayer. The praise report line is open. The praise report platform is now open for each and every one of you to come forth and give your praise report to the glory of God. God bless you. The lines are open.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Lake Peterson.
Good morning, Ambassador Lake Peterson. Mother Peterson, thank you for that great praise report. We appreciate you too. God bless. Yes? Who will be next?
Good morning. This is Ambassador Trina Myerson.
Good morning.
From whom all blessings flow. Thank the Lord for yet being in the land of the living. I thank the Lord for being saved. Thank the God that's filled with the Holy Ghost. I just thank God because God is so real to me. And just praise him. That's all I want to do. Just give him thanks and give him glory and give him honor. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And definitely like Farrison. We appreciate you too. Yes. Will there be another?
Good morning. Yes. Good morning, everyone. This is Ambassador-elect Charlotte Gray, Kansas City, Missouri. Today is my birthday. It is a nice Thursday. I am just thanking the Lord. Woo! Girl, make it. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord for today, giving a shout out to everybody. God is so wonderful. So I am just very encouraged, just thanking God for everything that he's doing in my life. The blood still works, y'all. The blood still works. Thank you, Jesus. The blood still works. The blood still works. Have a good day, everybody. You want
to give me a hand? God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Lake Charlotte Gray, and happy birthday to you. And I'm telling you, we thank God for you. We met you for the first time in one of the conventions, and I'll tell you, you are certainly somebody in Christ, and we all love you here. Happy birthday, Sister Charlotte. That's the way to do it. Bring that joy. We delight ourselves in him, and he will delight himself in us. My God, expect a great birthday surprise from the Lord today. So Ambassador-elect Charlie Drake, God bless you. God bless you. Who will be next?
This is Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson. And I thank God this morning for being alive. I thank him how he brought me through. I thank him how he let me go to the revival on last night. And when I got there, I could not walk in the church, but the Lord blessed that I was able to walk out pretty good. But I thank God for being able to be at the revival. Y'all continue to pray for me. I'm grateful. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Lake, Mother Wilson. We appreciate you. God bless. Yes, is there another?
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God, all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. And my words for this morning is thank you, Jesus. All morning since I've been up, I've been hearing my Ambassador Bernard Johnson's saxophone in my head. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I just want to tell Sister Charlotte Gray, happy birthday. God bless you. And all the saints on this prayer line, I love you.
God bless you, Sister Lucille. That was so kind of you.
Thank you.
And we love you, too.
May I jump in for a moment? Thank
yes,
you,
sir.
Sister Lucille. What she's talking about is that I went over there and prayed at her home. She's one of our members. And the Holy Ghost led me to leave one of my CDs, actually two of my CDs with them, the healing tones, and get the healing tones all in that house. And God has booted the enemy out to the healing tones. I mean, sounds like you're being healed, Sister Lucille.
God bless you.
God bless you. All right, back to you.
Wow. And we give God praise for that. Wow. Wow. And I'm telling you, Sister Lucille, the way you're speaking with such confidence and strength, I'm telling you, God has certainly He's doing something for you. And we give God praise for that. Yes, my God. Will there be another?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stitt from Arkansas. And I would like to say to Sister Charlotte, it's amazing to have a day that's designed just for you. And God did that when He put you in your parents' mind to bring you forth on this earth. And He designed this day that He made just for you. Your steps been ordered, and have a wonderful birthday. Love you much, my sister. Ambassador Stitt.
Amen. I want to say this. I'm certainly not overlooking your birthday, Sister Charlotte and Master Lake Charlotte Boy. We're going to do that at the very end. God bless you. Happy birthday. Go ahead, Ambassador.
Wow. Thank you so much, T. Hallelujah. And we appreciate Ambassador Stitt. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is there another?
Yes, this is Sister Ernestine Riley. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. I just want to say I thank and praise God for waking me up this morning. And not only did He wake me up, but He blessed me to get up this morning. And I thank Him for that. I just want to say briefly, yesterday I am in Omaha, Nebraska, and yesterday was a warning, a tornado warning that was given out for the county that's next to the county that I'm in. And I had to leave out of the house to go do something. I just had to do it. And I looked out the window. It had been storming all morning, sun and lightning and raining. And I looked out the window and I said, you know what? God, I'm not going to even ask you to change this weather. I said, because you know what I have to do. You know what? In about a few minutes, the weather cleared up, the rain stopped. I was able to go out, come back in, and just as I was coming in, the rain started again. It just drizzled. And as soon as I pulled in my garage, well, my son's garage, as soon as I pulled in, it started pouring down rain. The winds have predicted up to 60 miles an hour, and it felt like it was to 60 miles an hour. But I just want to say I thank God for Dr. Johnson encouraging us to give thanks to God, because I said, if you give Him thanks before, in time, He will be there to bless you. And I just appreciate that. I just want to give you all a report. My daughter-in-law, I spoke with her on yesterday. She's the one I told you that had breast cancer. She's in the body getting treatment because her body was too weak to get chemotherapy. So I want to make it real quick. But she said that she's feeling much, much better. So I just thank you all for your prayers.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Lake, Ernestine Riley, for those great reports. We thank God for everybody who's participated. I understand now we have reached our goal of setting our chief. Are you satisfied, or would you like to go further?
Two more.
Okay. Well, we have it's two more. Who will be the next? Just jump in there. Mm-hmm. Come on.
All right, that's all right. God bless you. You've done a wonderful job.
Good morning. Good morning.
And thank you for the opportunity to serve. Thank you for the opportunity to serve. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Right. While people are talking, trying to give you time to unmute, you have to know you're unmuted. Then don't wait till we say who has another prayer for them, then you start unmuting. That's not that. That's not the way to do it. That is not the way to do it. You're unmuted talking. And when we get through saying, we're going to say and say, the line is open to you, then you jump in there. Don't try to unmute when we say the line is open to you. All right, we will allow anyone else who has a praise report. You ought to be unmuting right now. Anyone who has a praise report.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I thank God for each and every last one of you. I thank God for my family. We have been going through the trials and the tribulation, but God still doing great work. And I'm just thanking God for it. I just thank God for just being alive and in my right mind. Thank you, and you all have a wonderful day.
Beautiful. Anyone else? Take another one. If you have
good morning. Good morning, Saints. Good morning, National Ambassador Johnson. Each of you on the prayer line this morning, this is Ambassador Lacey. I want to thank God for his blessings, how he blessed on last week during the convocation. I guess we're all back home. And I just want to thank God for how his Holy Spirit came in. We asked in prayer this morning for the Foster family. Ella Foster passed away. His wife died 2 months ago, and now he's gone. And we asked your prayers to fill this Saturday at Greater Mount Olive in Aurora. God bless each of you this morning. Continue to pray for me and my family.
Amen. God bless you, Dr. Lacey. Ambassador Dr. Lacey, God bless you. All right, do we have one more? I want to just open the line up to you if you have it. All right? Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else? All right, God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful to hear these praise reports of what God is doing and how God is blessing and how God is helping you. I just feel like somebody else should have jumped in there to tell what God did for you. And I feel it in my spirit that you should have done it. Amen. And the enemy is going to be laughing at you if you don't do it. Man, you don't want to give him an opportunity to laugh. Say, I got you. You didn't tell what God did. I know. Is there anybody else? I just feel it in my spirit.
Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stiff, and this is something I want to put in there because this is a blessing to me. Amen. 2 weeks ago was when you were out on your sabbatical. Prophet Williams made a request that if we would plant a seed into first fruit, that God would tremendously bless us. And he asked for the amount of $61, but prior to that, I asked everyone just to plant a seed. And so I planted a seed, Chief, in first fruit. And I told you on last week, there was another certification that I was seeking to put behind my name. Glory to God. And hallelujah, and I know I'm going to have to study for this one and to take this test afterwards. But during the the end of this seminar that I was attending, it's about a series of six of them, six domains, and they stated at the end, the beginning of the year, for anyone who has their master's degree, anyone who has already certified and licensed with the state will be able to get grandfathered into this certification. And I just praise God for that because I know it's because I planted that seed. You can ask God for something. And as you stated, you preach the message. Give God the time to work. Glory to God. So I put that request a long time ago, and then I planted a seed for it this time and put the name on it. And I tell you, while I was yet still thinking, I was sitting in that class, And I begin to look at that little list that I wrote down when the prophet said, plant a seed and watch God bless you. And I know I've hurt you many times, Keith. You said, if you just sow a seed in this ministry, I know you will be blessed. And I want you to know that I'm on domain number 4. In this, taking these series of classes, have 2 more. Glory to God. And guess what? I've come out with that certification simply because I have all the other criteria. And I thank God for that this morning. You know, it seems like I'm knocking at the door of 60, and it seems like, Lord, now this is my season. The doors are just swinging open, that when God opens them, can nobody close them. And I am off today, glory to God, and I don't know, I'm going to tell you all what I'm doing. Thanks, I'm bagging up clothes, and we all boxing, big box number 6. And I began to walk around the house, and I said, Lord, every time I give away something, it seems like there's something else to give away. But I'm reminded that the word says, if you just give, and I'm not just into giving right now, but I'm just saying what the Lord is doing. He said, I'll pour you out a blessing where you won't have room enough to receive it. See, like, I don't have enough room. I don't have enough room for my cars or my furniture in the house or clothes in the house. I know they're materialistic things, but God will reward you spiritually so and health-wise in everything you need. Glory to God. And I give God the glory because I'm blessing everything that walk out this door. And I just want to thank you, Chief. Thank you for standing and keep speaking. You sow a seed in this ministry. You have to look at the seed and watch that seed and plant it on good ground if you want to harvest from it. And I love all of you, and I thank God for you. And in addition to that, God, keep doing great things for my daddy. I put my daddy in that seed, hallelujah, and he's still here, glory to God. I put my daughter in the seed, and she's blessed and flying all over the world on a new job. Thank you, hallelujah. And I put my coworkers and my employees in that seed. And God, turn that thing around. There's so much joy in the house. Glory to God. I put another coworker in that seed that had stage 4 30 cancer, and now she's in the hospital on today, getting it all taken out. Thank you. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, my. That's a laugh of joy. You bring a lot of joy to my heart, Pastor. Thank you so very, so very much. Amen. We did say it, and I keep projecting this, that God said to me some years ago, he said, every person who blesses you, he said, I'll bless. Those who curse you, I'll curse. I'm just telling you, I'm not trying to boast. I'm just telling you what the Lord said to me. I know he said it because I've watched it ever since then. And it works for first fruits. Every person who blesses first fruits will be blessed. Every person who tries to curse it, I hate that because it will be reversed on you. Amen. It's like Pharaoh. When he wouldn't let the children of Israel go, and Moses gave him that last saying of God, that the firstborn of every family. And the Pharaoh didn't believe God and tried it, and the firstborn of his family, the curse was reversed. Don't let that happen to you. But we love you, and thank you so much, Ambassador Stith. Blessings upon you. Amen. All right, if anyone, if that was the Lord speaking, and I believe it was, I believe the Lord is telling me, if anyone wants to sow a seed, send it to P.O. Box. Got your pen? Let me give it. P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. You ready now? All right. P.O. Box 26593. 26593, Overland, Overland Park, Kansas. And the zip code is 66225. God bless you. If you want to go to Walmart, just go there and say, I'm sending it to Bernard Johnson. Leave the doctor off because they'll look under D rather than B. Bernard Johnson. Overland Park, Kansas. Better get to me. Bernard Johnson, Overland Park, Kansas. And then call me with the reference number. Amen. God bless all of you. I don't want to forget it. Nowadays, you know, I'm no longer 25. I'm older than 25 now, so I have to get it while it's coming. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. Amen. This is Thursday. The youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock with Ambassador Gina Hodges. Excuse me. Ambassador Gina Hodges tonight, 7. God bless you. And the blog line tonight, tonight. I want to thank Pastor William, Ambassador Lex Williams, Ambassador Lex Five, Ambassador Hendrix, doing such a tremendous job. I plan to be on there tonight myself. So join us tonight at 9 o'clock. You have that number, I hope. If not, that number is 646-595-2035. Be ready at all times. Have your pen and paper when you come to the prayer line because you might want to get some prayer requests or other things. So be ready. God bless you. And don't want to take any more time. I want to get some prayer requests. And have some prayers for you who need prayer. Amen. I want to thank you for praying for my mother. She's getting stronger. Thank you for praying for Ambassador Lady Betty. She's getting stronger. Amen. Thank you for praying for, Ambassador-elect Joyce Long. She's out of the hospital at home now, they tell me. Amen. That's thank God for that. Betty said that last night, and thank God for her. Thank you for praying for this prayer line. It's getting stronger. I want to thank you all while it's on my mind for those who receive chastisement or chastening, corrective criticism, and those who are not trying to give it out will receive it. The old masters of the old church taught, if you can't take it, you won't make it. No, you might get over right now, but down the road a piece, it'll catch up with you. You can't take it, you won't make it. You can't make it. But when I gave the chastening on the prayer line about a couple months ago, because you all seemed to make it look like God hadn't done anything to you, wouldn't say nothing for him, wouldn't hardly pray, and yet you calling yourself saint. And I chastened to the help of the Holy Ghost. And somebody said, well, it won't be no more. It went up 10 million. 10 million. The saints know what's right, and they want to be right. And don't fool yourself. Real saints will speak in tongues, but at the same time, they'll speak in English too. In other words, they not only have a spiritual touch, but they also have a natural. Let me tell you something. It's wonderful to have a spiritual, but don't ever get so spiritual that you're no good in the natural. Don't ever be like that. That's not a good way to be. You'll remember my words one day. Don't ever be so spiritual that you're no longer effective at all in the natural. God's not like that. He doesn't want you to be like that.
Make the rain stop.
Amen. God bless you. Let's get some prayers. You got a prayer? You got a prayer request? Amen. Who would like to take that? Anybody? If not, I will do it. But I want to give you an opportunity. Anyone want to take the prayer request? Just jump in there right now. Say, I'll take it. Chief, I'll take it. Anyone? All right. Who has a prayer request?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother-elect Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling for a prayer for myself. This morning.
Yes, ma'am.
my knee is hurting me so bad. I can't move my leg. But I'm yet believing God. And there is another person named Malik. He is 14 years old. I believe this is the aunt or the grandmother told me last night in the revival to request prayer for him because he's just gone just wild and he's in the system now. She's requesting prayer for him. And
oh,
also,
what's the name, what's her name again?
Malik, M-A-L-I-Z. Malik.
Malik. Malik.
Right. Malik.
Brother, there's a lamb coming. There's a lamb coming to you. May I make a suggestion to you?
Yes, sir.
It always jumps out in my mind that Job, who went through so much, mm-hmm. he really never got his miracles, and he ended up getting double for his trouble. He lost everything, but he was rewarded double. But he never got it until he learned to pray for his friends. Those who had come against him, his friends came and sat down there for 7 days and looked at him and didn't say nothing. But he prayed for him. Well, I know you're feeling bad right now. This is the time. Grab it, Mother, and get these prayer requests and lead prayer for these other people. And see what the Lord does for you. Will you take that advice?
Yes, sir.
All right, get it. Jump in there.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, in the prayer line. I'm taking some prayer requests this morning. Who would have a prayer request? Who would be the first one?
I'm going to pray for myself, healing in the body.
Good morning.
This is Sister Carve in Texas, unspoken.
Oh, I thank you, Sister Carver. Thank you, Lord. Who'll be the next one?
Sister Lucille.
God bless you, Sister Lucille.
Oh, I have an unspoken request, and I'm asking the saints to pray for my sister Mary. She went on to the doctor on yesterday. She has seizures, and I'm asking the saints to pray for her. Thank you.
Give me that name again.
My sister Mary.
Sister Mary.
Yes, ma'am.
And your son. All right.
And my son, Bailey Cook.
Bailey Cook?
My son, his name is Galen Cook.
Galen. All right. Thank you. Who's the next one?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stern, and I want to put my brother on the prayer list. His name is Evangelist Edward Ellington.
God bless you.
And I want to put myself down on the prayer list. I won't be on the prayer line tomorrow. I have a procedure that must be done tomorrow in the hospital, so please put me down in prayer.
Evangelist Ellington.
That's my brother.
All right, and
myself, Ambassador Stirring.
Thank you. Thank you, Ambassador Stern. What will be the next one? We're requesting prayer. Give me your prayer request.
All right, Mother, go ahead and get the prayer for those who requested Mother Wilson and Malik, amen, and Sister Peterson, Ambassador-elect Peterson, healing for her. Amen, Sister Cobb there in Texas, from an unspoken request. And then for Sister Lucille, her Sister Mary, and her son Galen Cook. Amen. Ambassador Stern, amen. And then for her brother, Evangelist Edward Ellington, amen. Your prayer for all these, Mother. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. You told me to pray for them, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am, if you like, or you can have others help you if you want to. Just depends on how the Lord is leading you. Just go ahead. God bless you.